By most accounts, I think I would be considered a pretty good driver. I've never gotten into an accident. I've never gotten a ticket. Notice that I say I've never gotten a ticket, not that I've never speed. But I'd say overall I'd be considered a pretty good driver. But even good drivers on occasion have to squeeze into a lane at the last minute in order to make the turn that came upon us quicker than expected. As we know, when that happens, sometimes the person behind us is less than thrilled. And sometimes they speed up and drive by to give that slow look into the car as if to say, "What were you thinking?" And hopefully that's the extent of it, and there's not a gesture that accompanies it. There's been two times now in the last 2 years since being a priest where I've made such a move, and I knew that that look was coming. And as the car made its way around, I quickly pulled my collar out. Both times I did do that, probably to avoid further embarrassment for myself. Maybe even possibly to avoid embarrassment for that person if the gesture accompanies it and then they realize they did that to a priest. There's one other scenario in the car that I've noticed that I've had the thought of pulling out my collar, or at least what I have done is done this. And that is at a red light, where there's a homeless person outside my window begging for money. Sometimes I give them money, but probably I'd say the majority of the time I don't. The thoughts go in my head of, what's this person going to use the money for? Why don't they just get a job, etc. But regardless of whether or not I give them money, I always feel uncomfortable. I think the reason why I feel uncomfortable, or we feel uncomfortable in those moments, is because of the readings that we just heard. The first reading in the gospel should bother us. It should make us feel uncomfortable. The first reading, the prophet Amos is railing against the wealthy Israelites who are living in luxury, lying upon beds of ivory, stretched comfortably on their couches, all the food they want, drinking wine not just out of wine glasses, but out of bowls. Then, of course, we have our parable today where the rich man and Lazarus, the rich man who dined sumptuously each day, all while Lazarus is there helplessly lying at the gate or the door of the rich man who lacked the basic necessities. As the parable mentions, that he would have been happy even to receive the scraps from the rich man's table. In both cases, the thing that is being stressed today is the fate of those who ignore the needs of the poor. Scripture is very clear. Not caring for the poor in God's eyes is a major offense. Not just against our fellow man, but against God himself. Because God loves the poor. Do you? Do I? Notice that the rich man is not condemned for having wealth. There's no mention here that wealth is bad. Last week we heard Jesus say that wealth is it's dangerous. That with wealth there tends to be a strong pull inward in ourselves. With wealth, there tends to be a strong pull away from the heart of God. He said last week, you cannot serve both God and money. You will either love one or the other. So the rich man is not condemned for having wealth, but he is condemned because he had total disregard for Lazarus. There was callousness there in him. He ignored his needs. He didn't have pity on him. He didn't sympathize with him. He didn't help him. Not even to the extent that the stray dogs did that came and licked the wounds of Lazarus. And maybe most telling in the parable, as St. Luke is writing it, as Jesus tells it, even though Lazarus was at the rich man's gate every day, there's no impression that the rich man ever saw Lazarus, ever noticed him. That is until later in the parable, in the passage where the rich man received his fate and he's down in hell. And then it says that the rich man raised his eyes and saw Lazarus for the first time. God's eyes are always on the poor. Are yours? Are mine? Do we see them? A couple suggestions for us here this afternoon. Last week we had the St. Vincent de Paul clothing drive. The truck was here. Did you participate in it? When was the last time we went through our closets and gave not from the surplus, maybe the clothes that don't fit us anymore or they're worn out, colors faded, but from our surplus? I noticed this when I was going through my closet 2 weeks ago with my white bag from the St. Vincent de Paul pickup, and I was there with my bag in the closet. I saw 6 or 7 button-down dress shirts. Keep in mind, I have not worn a button-down dress shirt in over 2 years. Okay, I kind of have what I wear, right? And yet, as I'm going through, I'm thinking to myself, well, I might wear that someday. Or, I like that one. I haven't worn them in 2 years. And so I didn't put any in the bag until the moment of grace hit me and I realized what I was doing. Have you ever grabbed a tag off that pads board in the narthex and dropped food off here that is brought to Hesed House to serve those who are hungry, who are homeless? You ever volunteered at Hesed House? Conversation the other day I had with a parishioner who's heavily involved at Hesed House. And he said that Hesed House is beginning to have a real trouble covering slots there to serve the poor, to show them where they're sleeping at night. He shared with me, he forwarded me over to me an email that a local church here in the area sent to Hesed House informing Hesed House that they're not able to supply the number of volunteers that Hesed House needs. And this gentleman that I was talking to said this. He said, a lot of the old timers who used to serve at Hesed House have left. They can't do it anymore. Either because they're too old now or that they died. What does that say about us, culture and society? I'm convinced that God wants us at Our Lady of Mercy to do more for the poor. Here. I mentioned St. Vincent de Paul already. We get calls every week of people asking for support. I asked the secretary this past week about how many calls she thinks we receive on a given week, and she said there's about 10 calls we get, people asking for help to pay their rent for that month, to pay for groceries for their family, for their children, just to cover any necessary bills. So St. Vincent de Paul is a group of dedicated volunteers that we have here that they go to their homes and meet with these people face-to-face and are able to hand them a check, help them pay for groceries for their children or for the rent or the bills. This year, we were able to help 80 families locally, giving over $34,000. That was because of what you've given here, Our Lady of Mercy. But the St. Vincent de Paul cohort here, they need more. We need more volunteers, more people who maybe feel the tug on their heart right now that the Lord is in saying, I want you to do that. To enter in people's homes, to meet with them face-to-face and hand them a check that will help them to pay for rent or groceries that month. So if you do feel that tug on your heart of either Hesed House or St. Vincent de Paul especially, contact our office this week, either by phone or email, and we'll get you hooked up. Maybe a word to parents here. Expose your children to the poor. As Fitz Shepherds were serving monthly at the daybreak down in Joliet, and Fitz Shepherd recently, a father told me that his experience as he brought his child down to the daybreak center, and his daughter, who I think is junior high, was or grade school, was playing with just one of the other girls, the guests at the Daybreak Center, and they're just playing as the mother and the other kids were eating their meal. And the father shared the experience of, after they got back in the car, of him explaining to his daughter that girl that she was playing with, that's where she's going to sleep tonight. That may be the only or the best meal that she'll get all week. That does wonders. Right? That's a game changer for children to learn that, especially at an early age. It helps them to have their eyes raised to see the poor, to grow in gratitude for what they have, unless your children are grateful for everything they have. Unless I'm grateful for everything that I have. The places around here that children can go, you can bring your children as Loaves and Fishes, local food pantry, Aurora Interfaith Food Pantry, the Daybreak down in Joliet, as I mentioned. Expose your children to the poor. Let them see the face of Jesus in the poor. Lastly, this past Friday in the church, we celebrated the feast of St. Vincent de Paul. St. Vincent de Paul was a French Catholic priest in the 17th century, and he devoted his life serving the poor. He said this, consider the poor in the light of faith. When doing so, we will observe that they are taking the place of the Son of God who chose to be poor. God became poor for our sake, for your sake, for my sake. The creator of the universe became poor and went to the cross to save us. The poor brings us to God's heart. God loves the poor. Raise your eyes. See them. Don't be like the rich man who did nothing to help.